This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
These have been fun. We've been doing them all football season. This will be our last. The overreact gyms. Let's do it. Super Bowl edition. The Patriots are the most fraudulent team to ever play in a Super Bowl. Softest, easiest schedule in modern NFL history. Drake May terrible the entire playoffs, but John, they caught breaks along the way until they were exposed. I mean, Jarrett Stidham in the AFC title game is a gift of all gifts, but they didn't belong in that game.
No, the reason they were there was because of their defense, and but they didn't necessarily play it against any really good offenses. And all of their numbers offensively were overinflated because of the teams that they played against, the path that they had. So I don't think this is, to me, it's not an overreaction. You could sit there and analyze, you know, some of the other losing teams. I'm not going to go back 59 years to find out who that worst team is, but you'd be hard pressed. You'd have to do some deep dives.
That game could have been uglier than it was.
You know what? I'm going to say this is not an overreaction. I actually think this Patriot team might be the worst to ever play in a Super Bowl. You could compare it to the 85 Patriots who played the Bears. They were horrible, and that was Dan Marino's missed shot to get back. He lost the AFC Championship game. They blew it at home to them. But I do think there's some honorable mentions actually here. I think the Bears in Super Bowl 41 with Rex Grossman were super fraudulent. They had Devin Hester. He carried them to the Super Bowl base. They had a good defense. I'll give him credit for that. And then I actually think this one could be a little controversial. But Super Bowl 53, the Rams, who led them there? Goff. He can get there. That's not the reason. The reason is they won on the worst call in the history
of the
Saints NFL.
PI.
Pass interference.
Do me. The Sam Darnold redemption story is the greatest fairy tale in NFL history. Look, I know Kurt Warner went from bagging groceries, but Kurt Warner never had to be a Jet.
So this is a bit of an overreaction because I will say Kurt Warner, while he didn't have to be a Jet, he did have to play for the Amsterdam Admirals.
I think that's a better organization.
He had to leave the country and play in NFL Europe before he even had a chance to play in the NFL. Sam Darnold has had really good, and I don't know what type of coach, and I want to throw those coaches under the bus. No one knows who the coaches of the Amsterdam Admirals were in 1998.
Sure, very hardworking,
it could have been
talented individuals, John. Hey, how about this? They weren't the Jets. But for Sam Darnold, this is now five teams by age 28. The guy had been kicked around the league, even when he had success in Minnesota, still not good enough. For him to go there and play the way he did in Seattle, Super Bowl wasn't anything overly impressive, but the NFC title game, which we've called the real Super Bowl, where he threw for 350, three touchdowns, no picks, no turnovers all postseason, you can win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold? That's a great redemption story.
This is an overreaction. It is Kurt Warner. They made a movie about him.
They might make one about Sam Darnold.
No, they won't.
It's called Gingers Have Souls.
Have you seen American Underdog?
No, I haven't.
And I mean, Kurt Warner went from the Amsterdam Emeralds to winning Super Bowls and the NFL Hall of Fame. Sam Darnold, I don't think there's anybody going to sit here and say Sam Darnold's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Who
think
knows this way? He's only 28, John.
There's another way to maybe coin this, too. If you're fairy tale, just the fairy tale story to me of all time in the Super Bowl is David Tyree. He didn't even make the team the next year.
Do you believe? Go with the local one. Jared Goff's good enough to win the Super Bowl. You already made the joke about the first Super Bowl he played in. They didn't score a touchdown. But Jared Goff can win a Super Bowl if Sam Darnold can. In fact, probably a good 15 to 20 guys that could win a Super Bowl if you build the right team around him. The Lions are not that far away. They can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Need to beef up the trenches.
I've said this since Jared Goff got here. And I know it took you a little bit longer to get there, but no, this is not an overreaction. You can definitely win with Jared Goff.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction. It's very simple. He's better than Sam Darnold. Can't get any farther away from that. That's just fact, right? So, yes, you can, but you got to build a team.
Mm-hmm. Go deeper. Oh, boy. Mike McDonald is the top five coach in the NFL today. First to win a Super Bowl as a defensive play caller. Most wins in a single season before turning 40. I, of course, have to put Andy Reid at the top of this list. Sean McVay's won one and been to another. After that, I'm not sure who I'm putting ahead of Mike McDonald. He's got the same number of Super Bowls as Sean Payton, as John Harbaugh, as Nick Sirianni, although he's been to a couple. Maybe you bump Sirianni up, but I put McDonald in the top five.
I think he's probably right at about five because I do have John Harbaugh ahead of him. And it's more body of work. Also, he was an assistant for John Harbaugh. Andy Reid, Sean McVay. I would put Nick Sirianni up there because he's won one and he's been to another. The guy that I have just underneath him has not won one. I think it's not far off, Kyle Shanahan. I mean, he obviously... You know, he was a part of that Atlanta team that was 28-3. So he's had opportunity as an assistant, as a head coach, but Mike's won one.
This is not an overreaction. And my reason is, okay, after Andy Reid, where do you go?
Right.
And there's no other coach in the NFL with more than one Super Bowl championship right now than Andy Reid. So, yeah, you can make a case. And I'd like to maybe coin Mike McDonald and forecast this. Is he defensive McVay?
Sure.
Young, just a defensive mind.
Cutting edge,
yeah. But, you know, I would put McVay probably two right now, and then McDonald three.
It says, Mew, I stole this one off Brendan Shabath's paper. Kenneth Walker is on pace to be the greatest Spartan to ever play in the NFL. He's the first to win a Super Bowl MVP. He does it at 25 years old. John, 150 yards in the Super Bowl. All he's got to do is avoid shooting himself at a nightclub, and he's well on his way.
Jeez.
Not an overreaction. He certainly could be. I'd like to see. I mean, he's a free agent too, so I want to see what happens with him this offseason. Are they going to pay him in Seattle, or is he going to, you know, get a chance to go somewhere else and work? How many head coaches can Kenneth Walker get paid? Because I do believe that, you know, Mike McDonald's probably due for an extension, and we know what happened in East Lansing.
Well, they should be able to keep him because they're not paying their quarterback like other teams.
Right.
But I think this is an overreaction for now. I'm not trying to take away anything from what he did last night. I have to give a shout out to at least some of the older guys with the Spartans that played in the NFL, like Bubba Smith. He's a well-renowned old Spartan.
Yeah. Andre Rison.
Andre Rison caught a touchdown, and first touchdown in Super Bowl 31. And you mentioned with the gunshot, but Plaxico, he had a game-winning touchdown in a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So for now, overreaction.
Okay. Depth. The halftime show was better than the game. And you could say halftime shows. I'm sure if you watched the conservative halftime, you enjoyed that too. But with the NFL product, we get kicker points until the fourth quarter. We get QBs flubbing throws on both sides. Seattle should have blown out New England. The game was a dud. Halftime was the better product. I didn't know what Bad Bunny was saying, but he brought some energy, held the football high and tight. They married a couple. That's better than anything I saw between the white lines.
It looked like he was wearing shoulder pads, too.
He might have been.
No, I mean, I thought it was energy. It was And I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, I didn't like it because I didn't know the words. Hell, a lot of today's music, I don't know the words until you read it on Apple Music or, you know, whatever, you know, streaming platform you use. So there was more energy in that than there was in the game.
I think this is an overreaction simply because I'm still sitting here this morning and I can't decide what was worse last night, the game, the halftime, or the commercials. I just can't figure it out.
I thought the commercials were fine. I thought they were good.
I thought last night was the biggest snooze fest of a Super Bowl that there's ever been. So I'm not going to make a choice here.
The biggest letdown is the game. I think if you watch commercials, you probably found five or six you like. If you watched either halftime, the one that you wanted to watch, you probably enjoyed it.
I think the biggest letdown is the entire production that has now become the Super Bowl. There's so little focus put on the game, but it's the overextended pregame show. It's all of the interviews on the field that lead up to, you know, four songs that are played, and then it's the game, and then it's all the commercials, it's the halftime show. I just want to watch football.
I felt last night, for the first time in my life, maybe this is an overreaction, that my investment in the NFL wasn't worth it. And I think it's a collective thing for the entire season. I think the whole season was just kind of bleh.
He's doing the windmill. He's whipping it. He's having a good time. If the Pistons meet the Knicks in the playoffs, it will be a sweep. 2-0 this year, combined 69 points. Pistons will blow them out, run them off the court.
It would be awesome. I think this is an overreaction. Only because I do think that they'll win a game. It's the NBA playoffs.
A gentleman's sweep, a five-gamer.
Okay, but it's you didn't say a gentleman's
sweep. No, I'm saying that's your counterpoint, is they'll win one game.
A good old five-game sweep, like the finals in 2004.
I think this is a bit of an overreaction. I do love the fact that they've spanked the Knicks during the regular season, and it hasn't even been close. It hasn't even been a game. Halftime, you could have turned those games off.
Okay, this is an overreaction. A seven-game series, it's so hard to sweep somebody. And do you really think if the Pistons go up 2-0 and go to MSG that the refs aren't going to influence the outcome of the game?
I don't think they're afraid of them. Go ahead, bring them on. Bring the Zebras into it, too.
There'll be a tight whistle, and the Knicks would get at least a game.
Pistons
probably two.
Four.
Okay. Save that. Is that going to be one of your curses? Tigers, win the division July 5th.
Yeah, it'll be a curse. They won't sweep them. Instead, they'll beat them in what John said, five. A big time curse here. Those are your overreact gyms. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Get to the phones, get some of your feedback from that dud of a Super Bowl. We did ask the question, how far away are the Lions? Let's get to Paul in Grand Rapids. Paul, good morning. Hey, good to hear from you. What's up?
Hey, so yeah, I agree with you guys. I mean, we just got to get the, we just build up both sides of the line, right? Have insane line play on both sides of the ball, and guess what? It makes the back seven's job a lot easier, and that's how Michigan won their national championship in 2023. A dominant line play on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I really want to see Brad go out and get, you know, another defensive end opposite side Hutch, you know, build up the interior defensive line a little bit. And then obviously we have to build up the offensive line. But if we have insane line play on both sides of the ball, the rest takes care of itself.
Yep. And it's actually what they started to do when they first got here. It's like they lost their way. Those position groups got eroded down.
It did. And here's the thing. I'm not going to sit there and say Seattle has had a great offensive line. They did enough. But if you look at, if you got to be, you know, building the trenches, how did Philly win? A dominant offensive line and a dominant defensive line. If you can be dominant up front on both sides of the ball, you're going to be playing in conference championship games and in Super Bowls.
Right. Seattle was 60-1 to win the Super Bowl preseason. Nobody saw it coming. The idea that Detroit couldn't do it next year, of course they can do it. If Sam Darnold did it. A 60-1 Sam Darnold-led team won the Super Bowl. Lions can do it as quickly as next season. Not just by flipping a switch and rolling the same guys back out there, but they can do that as quickly as next season.
And I don't want to see them do it with the same offense. I want to get back to what it was in 24 and 23. But again, the offense wasn't the biggest issue. Yes, we were frustrated because Jared Goff was under duress and we didn't get a chance to see the spectacular runs. We saw it at times from Gibbs and we didn't see Montgomery enough, but it's because we had to do it a different way. Defensively, they didn't find a different way to do it until the last game of the season.
I know. Finally mixing in heavier zone. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. Against the Bears.
Yeah. 7:35, we're talking about commercials, standouts, swings and misses. We'll talk about halftime as well. Dud of a football game. We'll do that at 7:35. Saturday night, Michigan State beats Illinois. Top five team, number one offense. Spartans get it done in overtime. Jeremy Fears leading the charge late in that game. He was phenomenal. 26 points, 15 assists, one trip. Is he a dirty player, John?
I hate to label guys dirty players. He has done some things that would qualify that statement. I just have a hard time doing that. And I don't care if it's Michigan, Michigan State. I don't care if it's Ohio State. Like, I just don't like labeling guys. Have there been dirty moments? Sure. He's going to have to change the way that he operates. Not when he has the ball in his hands and not, well, sometimes he has the ball in his hands, but they can win with Fears.
Oh, yeah.
But they can also lose with him because of some of those moments where if he gets a technical foul, let's just say it happens twice and they catch him, because it's happened a couple of times in a game. And if he gets ejected from a game, because now that he has this reputation, there are going to be officials that will be keeping a closer eye on it.
The word you used is reputation. He's building a reputation. There's three straight games where he's had incidents. And I know they didn't call it a trip against Illinois. Looked like a trip to me. That's three straight games where he's putting himself in that position to earn that reputation. He also has a reputation of being a damn good point guard.
Yeah.
But it's the total picture with him. And you can't have one without the other to tell the whole story. He is a dogged defender. The job they did on the ball, taking away Illinois' guard, who everybody thinks is an NBA player, and forcing the action away from him was great. And then in crunch time closeout spots, he can, and you know what it is he can kind of jitterbug his way into the paint and he can find a way to hit some unique angles and finish. But in some of that herky jerk, he'll stop and start. And it looks like he's baiting fouls, which also doesn't make you a dirty player, but it's part of your reputation too.
I don't mind. I mean, we got all over Jalen Brunson for baiting fouls, and I don't necessarily mind the way that he baits a foul because, I mean, was it Will Cheddar? You can't tell me that wasn't. He was baiting a foul.
All these guys. I mean, it's James Harden, I think, made it famous, but everybody's doing it. You lean in when you shoot the ball and beg for a foul.
Well, I mean, Will Cheddar basically
he initiated
fell
the contact.
Over
yes!
to get contact. Yeah. But we haven't seen that to be part of Will Cheddar's entire repertoire. This is part of the reputation, and if you have that reputation, eyeballs will be on you. And it's not just the eyeballs from the officials, but it's if that didn't happen against Minnesota, where he kicked the guy between the legs, if the Michigan game hadn't happened before that, the coaches on the opposing side, Minnesota's coaches, aren't necessarily looking at it. And how many coaches are there in college basketball now? It looks like there's more coaches than players. There's like 10 of them lining the bench. They've got one coach for every player.
Feels like it.
And I guarantee you a lot of those coaches are going to be just zeroed in on what Jeremy Fears is doing, and they're going to tell the coach, hey, you need to have that one reviewed because that was dirty.
I don't have the quote, but Izzo alluded to, well, now that you know people have put a spotlight on it, people are looking for it. Well, he was doing it. I mean, it's not like they made this up. I mean, these are things that Fears did. So, yeah, is there more attention on it? Yeah, but it's not Dusty May's fault for pointing it out in the media.
No, I'm not saying that.
Saying you're saying it, but Izzo's like intimated this several times that like, well, now that Michigan clued everybody in on it and they're looking for it, your guy's doing it. Stop doing it. You've even said you had to pull him aside. So everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows he's a hell of a basketball player, and if they're going to do anything this season, they're still in the Big Ten title race. That's what that was about Saturday night. Still in this. They're going to need Fears to play clean basketball. Aggressive, tough, but clean basketball.
And the trips, thankfully, no one's been hurt. And I don't know Jeremy Fears. I don't necessarily think he is out there trying to hurt someone. I think he's just trying to give his team an advantage, and he's getting caught doing it. But if somebody were to get hurt, that takes it to a completely different level. So you haven't hurt anybody yet, so let's stop.
Tech says Fears isn't dirty, but he's slightly soiled. Chris in a truck. Okay. Guys, they had a 10-minute review. They said he did nothing. The Illinois coach said the player involved, Illinois coach and the player involved said there was nothing there. Wolverines are clutching their pearls and grasping at straws. Guys, was the topic when Hunter Dickinson was kicking, tripping, and stomping on people? This is Go Blue Radio.
Oh, no. I was all over Hunter Dickinson, too. I mean, he was a total D-bag.
Yep. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, besides the game, there were some other Super Bowl topics that were trending on Sunday. For instance, there was a Super Bowl streaker. We didn't see it because it wasn't aired on NBC. It sounds like it was nothing too exciting. A shirtless guy in black sweats happened in the fourth quarter. Apparently, I didn't see this go down, but one of the Patriots wide receivers, Kyle
Tackled
Williams.
Him?
Yeah, like chased after him, chased him down. Then about a half a dozen security guards piled on as well. So that took place. Also, somebody bet $250,000 on the coin toss. So about 40 minutes before the game, Caesars Palace said somebody bet $253,000 on it. They picked heads. They got it right. They won their money back plus $245,000. So that was also something that was kind of trending. We ate a whole lot of wings yesterday. Mm-hmm. That story was going around. The National Chicken Council's estimate was 1.5 billion wings. And if that is correct, that would set a new record. They also say it's enough wings to circle the earth more than three times.
That's so awesome. I was telling the kids that last night because Ruby was at a Buffalo Wild Wings. And she was talking about so many people ordering wings. So I threw out that stat and they're like, Dad, how do you know this? I'm like, well, Heather's News. And, you know, it's one of the very few things that I actually remember.
The National Chicken Council.
Yes. But the other question was, how do they estimate this?
I don't know.
I don't mean circling the earth. We know what the average size of a chicken wing is.
They go door to door like the census and they count them.
Yeah. How many wings did you eat today?
I'm sure they have their methods.
Yeah,
for sure
they do.
Lindsey Vonn's Olympic comeback ended in tragedy. She was hoping to win the women's downhill at the age of 41. Despite suffering a ruptured ACL last week, she seemed confident despite that fact. She seemed capable in the trials, right? Well, she was just seconds into her run when she suffered a pretty violent crash, broke her leg, and it had nothing to do with the ACL. She actually hooked the fourth gate with like her right arm and then just kind of spun out of balance and she went down. She was wailing in pain right there. She had to be airlifted off the slope, underwent surgery. It sounds like she's going to be okay, but it's a devastating end. And she had a lot of rooting support there in Italy. There was a lot of people rooting for her.
Well, in terms of household names for the Winter Olympics, like she's at or near the top of the list.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
Yes.
I think it's a name, a household name, yeah, that everybody knows without a doubt. So after that bittersweet crash, Breezy Johnson won Team USA's first gold medal of the Olympics in the women's downhill. So she took gold in that event. She is the second American woman to ever win gold in downhill skiing, the first being Lindsey Vonn in 2010. So after she won, did you hear what happened to her medal?
It broke.
Into three pieces.
What?
Yeah, so it was like right after the medal ceremony. She was so excited. She said she was jumping up and down and the ribbon broke away from the medal.
The
medal
went
crashing to the ground and broke into three pieces.
It was,
I'm sure
have
it will
you
be
seen
replaced
the Hershey's
fixed,
commercial where they have the one
no.
where well, there's one where they have the medal is actually a chocolate bar
sure.
that's covered in gold and they start eating it. I thought, well, maybe she just got a Hershey one.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they just gave her the wrong one there. You guys, after a parking structure collapsed in Dearborn Friday night with one person trapped inside, investigators are now trying to figure out what caused the collapse. So authorities say a 20-year-old guy was inside his car, thankfully, when the collapse happened. He was stuck underneath chunks of concrete. He was able to communicate with first responders. He didn't have any serious injuries. So that was great. They were able to get him out safely. But the cause of the collapse remains unknown. Building officials are now assessing the structure for additional information. But quite terrifying. Good thing it was only one person. And good thing he was in his car. So scammers always target vulnerable individuals, right? And this time they're going after stranded drivers. According to a local wrecker service, scammers are posing as legitimate tow truck companies online, taking money from stranded drivers and then leaving them without any help. So it happened to one individual, for example, in Oakland County. This person apparently sat on a dirt road for 6 hours after paying more than $300 to what he thought was a real towing company, but then the truck never actually arrived. Now the owner of Buyer's Wrecker Service says that he started noticing the scam about 2 weeks ago, and he said it always begins with these fake services demanding hundreds of dollars up front. And he says that's never how it's going to work. Maybe there'll be an upfront fee, but it should only be about $50 to $75. Never $300, never $600, $900. If that's the case, most likely it's a scam. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office Computer Crimes Unit is now investigating.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the commercials. We're going to talk about halftime. Want to know about standouts, swings and misses. Heather, we can work you in a little more.
Oh, excellent.
We don't really want to talk about that football game. It was kind of a dud. So we'll talk about the other stuff more next. 97.1.
Hey, if hair loss has been on your mind, Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration is the doctor you need to go see. He was just named the top hair restoration surgeon in the Midwest. And that award reflects what his patients and his own family already know. Dr. B has had the procedure himself. He restored his son's hair and his nephews too, and when it comes to trust, it doesn't get more personal than that. Dr. B is a board certified surgeon and the only physician in Detroit offering both smart graft and neograft, all performed by his full-time in-house medical team. That means there's no traveling techs, no shortcuts, just real natural hair you can run your fingers through. And if you've been waiting for the right time, this is it. Don't put it off another year. Make 2026 the year you look like yourself again. Schedule your free consultation today and make sure you mention 97.1 and you'll receive $1,000 off your procedure. Dr. B treats every patient like family. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Super Bowl was a dud. Some of you didn't even stay up all the way to finish that thing. We got texts early in the AM that said, nah, man, I'm good. Game was a dud. You didn't have a touchdown scored till the fourth quarter. Patriots, a wholly unworthy football team to play in that Super Bowl. Game was a dud. I thought the commercials in halftime were fine. Now, Tom, maybe the curmudgeon that he is, said they were all terrible. So you can tell us what was the worst. But I would like to talk about commercials that stood out, maybe some that just didn't land. And then we'll get into the halftime. John, you want to start with commercials? What stood out?
So I'll start with my favorite one. And as I've been looking on different, you know, sites to see any of the commercials that I missed, this one didn't pop up. It was the Bruce Arians commercial on prostate cancer.
The tight ends.
Yes, and he was using the tight ends. And I thought that one was hilarious because I wasn't sure where it was going until obviously he said, you know, the fingerless prostate exam, and it was a blood test. And then at the very end, when they showed Gronk and he was, you know, combing the horse or doing whatever he was doing, and they said, yeah, just loosen up your tight end. And they showed the asses relaxing.
Unclenching.
I thought it was hilarious. Now, the kids, I don't necessarily know that they understand what
a prostate exam is.
Yeah. So sitting there with Jack and Ellie, And they didn't ask the question, but they're like, Dad, you know what? You're kind of stupid for laughing at that one. I thought it was hilarious.
I did too. I put that down as one of my top ones.
Yeah.
I think I missed it. Now I'm rewatching it right now. Is this it with when they're?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
So I did.
Yeah.
Because they were brushing Kittle's hair, correct?
Rush. Yes.
Because yes. Emily saw that. She's like, look at all his hair. Yeah. So I was on, but I wasn't actually watching it to like Okay, I missed all of that.
Yeah, you just saw the unclenching.
I did.
Yes.
I didn't see that one, but I think that I would have probably thought it was funny, too.
It was.
I really liked the Budweiser Bald Eagle commercial. They're playing Freebird. It's the Clydesdale with the eagle. And then the guy at the end, he goes, are you crying? He goes, no, sun's in my eyes.
Right, yeah. And he's standing in the shade.
Yeah, it's a great commercial.
Yes, it was good.
You guys, it's so hard to watch commercials when you have little ones. And we had people over with other small children. And they demand all your attention. And they're making noise. And they want you to do these. Like, Emily had this whole, like, obstacle course set up. So I didn't get to watch them as closely as I wanted to because I missed the Budweiser commercial. I just watched it. I think I would have really liked it.
Did you see Kenny Powers and I call him James Franklin, the Stop Living on a Prayer?
No,
I think it was Allstate. No, not Allstate.
State Farm. I think State it was Farm. Right after the game.
Oh, one was during the game. They had showed it, and it's they're playing Bon Jovi, and it's a
Was Haley Steinfeld in that?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because she was in a State Farm commercial that I did see.
Well, they probably had more than one.
I'm sure they
did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you didn't like it, but I did like the Dunkin' commercial.
It's on everybody's list as one of the best.
Because it like tapped into the nostalgia, right? Like those were all the shows I watched growing up, and you bring back all my favorite characters, and you make them look surprisingly young. I liked it.
It felt like it was trying too hard to me. And I also hate anything with AI slop.
It was definitely AI because they all looked very young.
It was like distractingly so that like, it's like they were fuzzy.
Really? I still liked
Which
it.
Which one?
The Duncan. The Goodwill Duncan.
Yeah. I liked that one.
Jennifer Aniston at the very end.
With Tom Brady.
Yeah. And she says, how do you like these?
Yes.
Donuts?
Sure.
Minus the dough.
You weren't going to say it. Okay.
No, well, I don't know what.
Fine.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
Other ones that stood out. So I know they've been doing this bit for a while, but I like the Uber Eats, the food stuff. And it was McConaughey and Bradley Cooper. And he's showing him the stadium. It's a juicer, Brad.
I like that one, too.
So that one was fine. There's one that they did prior to the Super Bowl where Matthew McConaughey is making some awful noise. And every time I see the two of them, I'm like, I've got to look away because I can't listen to that commercial. This one was fine, but there's been ones prior to the Super Bowl that had turned me off to wanting to listen to the Super Bowl commercial.
Did you feel like the Super Bowl commercials were as good as years past, better, worse?
Well, it's not in the prime of Super Bowl commercials, which I think was probably, you know, mid-90s, early 2000s, where those were really, some of them went too far to try and be funny or creative. Yeah. I just think that I understand why they have to pay as much because there's 120 million people watching. It just feels like if you're going to pay that much, you would put a little more into the production of your commercial.
Yeah, I thought they were just kind of like average. They were fine. There's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, I did
but
like
they
the
anything
the other
wild.
the Bud Light commercial with was it Shane Gillis, Peyton Manning, and Post Malone, where they're rolling down the hill. And I don't really care for the commercial very much, except for at the very end, there's a guy that's starting to stand up, and somebody who's still rolling down the hill just waylays him. I like the just somebody getting taken out, and then Shane Gillis walks up and was like, "Hey, do you guys know that there was a walking path down here?"
Couple texts on the commercials that stood out and your swings and misses. Pepsi commercial was great with the polar bears on the stadium camera.
The polar bears doing human things, I think, is awesome. Obviously, it's AI.
Right. The Instacart commercial.
Oh, you don't say.
Well, I know, but he's the one that says, I don't like AI slop.
I think we all should hate it, but it's your preference if you like it.
Yeah, but animals doing human things, I think, are hilarious.
Well, to be clear, we've had animated things before. Animation was before.
Well, this was an animation. This was whatever you call it now.
Tight end commercial was great. My wife and I were laughing so hard. Guys, we don't like the company name they had. They had the commercial, but Guy Fieri was awesome. We like him. What was he advertising?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Instacart commercial with Ben Stiller was hilarious. That's the number one for me. Terrence in Detroit. Polar Bear, by far my favorite. Nothing great after that. Another vote for Duncan. All the 90s sitcoms, by far the best of the night. Of course, Costa would like the halftime show. The dude was dressed like someone from one of those cruises he goes on. Jason, the Amazon driver.
Yeah, but at least he was wearing dude's clothes. Sure. I mean, because that was a prop bet. Was he going to do it in a dress? Was he going to have sunglasses on? I think we had the sunglasses one in ours, right?
I don't think we had it in ours, but...
Somebody had, no, maybe it was a different one I was doing. They had, you know, how is he going to wear sunglasses for the entire first song? Well, he didn't even have sunglasses on.
He did not. We'll talk about the halftime show. We'll mix that in as well. 248-539-9797. And the commercials. We'll do it coming up next. 97.1.
Hey, this year's winter conditions are absolutely no joke. Black ice, blowing snow, whiteouts. 1 second, the roadway or parking lot looks clear. And we all know it. The next second, you're sliding on ice. If you're in an accident or if you slip and fall, you need to know this. David Femenino gets it. He's seen it before. He's been an injury attorney in Michigan for over 30 years. David has helped thousands of people pick up the pieces after an accident. All you have to do is call David at 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flooded with text talking about not the game. Who cared about the game? That was a dud. We got text coming in about commercials, standouts, favorites, swings and misses. Talk about the halftime show, too. For all the hysteria beforehand, I thought it was a good halftime show. I'm not a Bad Bunny fan. I couldn't have told you any of his songs before he performed. I couldn't have told you a word he said. But he was vibing. He was dancing. It was upbeat. They married a couple. He's holding a football high and tight. Good technique, John. But I thought the halftime show, while it's not really necessarily for me, like it's not catered to me, I thought it was a good halftime show.
I went back and watched it. I didn't watch it while it was going on. I did watch some of the other one, which I thought was good. And maybe they had to fit it in the time frame, which it didn't fit exactly. They had to pre-record it. And for Kid Rock's song, it was clear that he was lip syncing.
Oh boy.
And I kept thinking, I'm like, well, maybe
it's off.
Maybe the stream, there's something wrong with the YouTube stream. I prefer country music, but I did go back and watch the Bad Bunny halftime show, and I thought there was great energy. And I didn't not watch it because I didn't understand him. A lot of the music, I'll go full old guy on this, I can't understand the words anyway. I just want to hear the music and see the energy and see the show.
They put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, it was fine.
I wanted more Ricky Martin. Like, I wanted some old school Ricky Martin. And what stood out to me, I liked the halftime, kind of what you said. I had no clue what he was saying, but it was good. It was fine. I enjoyed it. I liked that Lady Gaga showed up.
She was
and
good.
Ricky Martin. And then, but it took me a minute to recognize both of them because they both look, well, I haven't seen Lady Gaga in a while. And I was like, is that really her? And then Ricky Martin looked great. He looked better than he used to look. But I used to listen to Ricky Martin when I was a kid. So I was like, can we have some like
Living La Vida Loca? I thought he was going to break that one out.
I wanted him to. Yeah. I'm like, come on, give me more Ricky Martin. He was hardly in it. I liked those appearances though. It took me a minute. I knew he was, there was like betting would Ricky Martin show up.
Oh, I didn't see any
of
that.
So I knew that there was a possibility. That's the only reason why I knew it was him. Because he looked very different to me. So I liked those cameos, and I also liked the little cameos in the dancers. I saw a bunch of people I could recognize.
Oh, Pedro Pascal, at the party's like, Cardi B. Jessica Alba's in
Jessica
there?
Jessica Alba was in there. When I saw Cardi B, I was like, she's going to sing with him. Like, I was like, that is Cardi, right? Like, that has to be, because it's Cardi. Yeah, and then she was just dancing.
She wouldn't have fit the vibe of the show.
But they have a collab. I know, but they do have a collab together, so I thought maybe she would perform too, but she didn't. I mean, I thought it was fine.
What's funny is that you're saying all these people's names, and I just thought there were other people in the show. Like, I don't recognize them by face, because it's not music that I generally listen to.
Me neither, but
I mean, Cardi B, or Alex Earl, Lady Gaga.
She was the only blonde-haired girl, and because I was like, "Wait, who was that?"
Is she dating Tom Brady now? Was that the other rumor from yesterday?
Spotted dancing together. I heard he
had gone to the game with the who's the young one that he's been rumored to be with?
Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Forever young Jennifer Aniston.
No, there's some 23. I mean, who was the girl that was?
This is Alex Earl, right?
Okay,
she's young.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Lady Gaga.
No.
You guys are, I'm getting lost. This is why I don't care about the conversation.
I guess Alex Earl wasn't the only blonde haired because Lady Gaga was very blonde haired. No, but in the dancers, as they're panning all the dancers, and then there's just Alex Earl standing there with her blonde hair.
Oh, see, I wouldn't even be able to pick her out of a lineup.
So I thought that was her, and I'm like, why is she in there?
Yeah, she is not half his age plus seven.
No. No, she's not. But we're taking feedback on all of it. 248-539-9797. And Tom said today, he goes, like, all of it was bad. So you could tell us what the worst of the Super Bowl was. If you didn't like the halftime show, if you didn't like the commercials, if you think, like this texter says, it sucks. All the commercials were already on YouTube days before the game. Yeah. If the game was the worst, which I would volunteer, let us know. 248-539-9797. The game gave us one touchdown. Well, the first touchdown coming in the fourth quarter.
Right.
A lot of kicks, a lot of punts, three and out. And it's not like Seattle. I mean, they were winning up front. But, John, it's not like this was like a masterclass game plan. It was just flat. I thought the game was the worst part. You could think the commercials were average. You could think the halftime was like, it wasn't really catered for me. The game was catered for nobody. Nobody was signing up to watch that.
The best reaction that I saw from the game was that a Drake has been destroyed in the Super Bowl for two straight years.
Okay, so I know last year halftime. What was the Drake this year?
May?
Oh, yes. Yeah, poor guy got sacked, what, six times?
And just brutalized the rest of the time. What, I think he was hit 19 times or pressured 19 times in that game. And even when he wasn't, he did the Sam Darnold from a long time ago. He was seeing ghosts. Like, he was throwing the ball when he didn't have to. And just getting rid of it because he was just sick and tired of getting hit.
The storyline that no one really focused on is he was bad all postseason, Drake May. As far as good as he was in the regular season and he was MVP runner-up, John, he played poorly in every single playoff game they played this year.
Well, that's because you're playing against teams with winning records and better defenses. And do I think Drake May is a really good quarterback? Yes. Do I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with for the next, decade? Yes. He's a second-year quarterback that hasn't seen everything that was thrown at him during the playoffs because he played Buffalo twice and he played Pittsburgh once, and nobody's going to sit there and say Pittsburgh was a vicious defense.
No.
And not even Buffalo.
Text coming in, 248-539-9797. Commercials, halftime, the game. What was the worst? What stood out? Text says, can I sue the NFL? The whole event sucked. Games, commercials, halftime especially, all of it terrible.
It was, and I've said this, and I don't know if I'm voicing it the exact right way. I think there is so much focus on everything outside of the game that the entire production of the Super Bowl, from the 2 weeks that lead up to it, to the media, to interviews on the field before the game, like just play the game. It's almost like it's become secondary to everything else that's going on.
Right. That the game just happens around the commercials, and all the buzz about halftime.
Some of that was just the fact that it wasn't a great game this time. But even leading up to it, I'm like, just stop the interviews. Can we play the game?
Right, because I think it's because the game was a dud. If the game ended up surprising, because nobody expected much, but if the game had surprised, if New England scores a first half touchdown and it's 9-7, and you're going, boy, Seattle can't keep settling for field goals. Drake May's one big throw away.
Right.
But we had no drama.
No, and it's, okay, it's slated to kick off at 6:30. What time did it actually kick off? 6:45, 6:50?
That's every sporting event now.
Well, it's every championship game event, but there's been so many, interviews done leading up to the game day. I don't need to hear what Sam Darnold has to say, 10 minutes before he takes the field, or Drake May. And if it was Patrick Mahomes or if it was Josh Allen, or it doesn't matter to me. I don't need to hear it. I've already heard all of that in the lead up. I just want to see the game.
248-539-9797. Halftime show was abysmal. I thought he could actually sing 100% monotone. I'd rather watch paint dry for 20 minutes. Another says, I didn't understand a word he was saying, but the beats were good. Vibes were immaculate, and the message was great. All in all, a great halftime show.
If you didn't understand the words. How did you know what the message was?
Visuals. The message was there. That yes, there was lots of visuals. Things were, you know,
uniting flags and unity.
Yes,
and
it was a good message. I liked that he showcased and highlighted his culture. I thought it was good. It wasn't my favorite.
Right.
I guess I just don't look for a deep meaning in everything.
It was pretty much in your face. Well, John, you didn't need to. It was on a billboard.
Yeah. Coinbase was terrible. The Backstreet Boys lyrics, awful. It's funny because someone else said they loved it. The Coinbase karaoke was legit. The whole house was singing. Did you see that one?
I did. And at first I thought, did somebody change the channel? Like, did I lose the Super Bowl feed?
Stuck on karaoke mode?
Yeah, did Teddy somehow get it over to Bluey? Like, it just didn't make any, you know, I get it, but I don't know what Coinbase is anyway.
Tell John to get out of here watching the other halftime show.
Okay, I don't think I was the only one watching it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Or maybe other people. What was your motivation to watch the other halftime show?
I just like country music.
Okay. I'm just curious. Why other people? Was it because
I watched
there was
both.
Because he sung in Spanish and he speaks Spanish you didn't want to watch, or what it was that really motivated people to watch the other? I'm just curious.
I like country music, and I've talked about it. Like, that's not my genre of music. Most of the Super Bowl halftime shows aren't my genre of music, so I usually do something else, and I was cleaning up the kitchen while it was going on.
The commercials were worse than Kid Rock's lip syncing on the ticket text.
It was bad. It wasn't even close.
Yeah. Were the other performers any good? Because like
the other performers were good, and Kid Rock was good because his music is good. And I liked, you know, Brantley Gilbert. Yeah. I liked the other performers.
It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.